All right, Ari.
All right, Desmond.
You brought it up. You answer the question.
I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
Give me some options.
All right. This came up in our conversation this week. Desmond sent that great list. It keeps popping up. We've heard about it a lot. I was even talking to my friend Chris the other night. He's like, oh, it's one of my top time travel films of all time. Time Crimes.
Oh, yes.
Have we seen that?
Desmond, in the list you gave, it's like number 4 or 5.
Yeah, it's way up there.
Wait, haven't we seen that?
It's Spanish. So it's going to have subtitles. And I read the plot. It starts off like a little bit. It's not, I don't think it's horror, but like it starts off with like a traumatic event. But it seems like it's beloved. And if we're looking for something interesting about time travel.
Is that the one where they go into that room?
No, he's got like a mask. He's got like a covered. There's a guy covered in bandages in it. I feel like it's going to be like Predestination. It's going to have that vibe.
Is it scary?
It's not. The Triangle sounds like it's a bit of a horror film. This one doesn't sound like it's horror per se. There's like a violent act in the beginning, but then it's more of a Predestination dark mystery vibe, it seems like.
There is a crime. There is the titular crime.
Yeah, like there's an assault in the beginning or something, and then it starts the whole thing.
Okay.
But it's Spanish, so there's probably subtitles.
So real quick, a man accidentally gets into a time machine and travels back in time nearly an hour, finding himself will be the first of a series of disasters of unforeseeable. Oh, you know what, Ari? This might be the Spanish version of, what did we watch?
Predestination?
No.
The one where they built the time machine underground?
Yes.
The lab with the people?
Time Lapse?
The one where they're like, they built the machine and they go back 1 hour and they're like, oh, someone's killing them all. That one?
Yeah. What was that? Yeah.
My friend told me he said it's akin to Primer a little bit.
Paradox.
Paradox. Yeah. Primer, really?
Anyway, that one.
Yeah. I like the idea of just going back an hour. Those always create interesting conversations.
Yeah. It seems like a film that would give us a lot to chew on after having such a light week. Like I wouldn't suggest Star Trek 4 this week because we just did our light week. Even though I suggest it every week. The other film I was suggesting was Millennium, and looks like you can't find that streaming. That would have to be Desmond renting it on a DVD or videotape if he can find it, and us going over there, which I don't know if you can do.
Well, and that being said, I bet Time Crimes isn't easy to find either.
Oh, no, I think it is. I think I looked it up and it was. Let's see. There's always The Jacket, which seems like that has a little bit of psychological thriller to it.
Yeah.
Time Crimes is 2007, so that's after Primer. Primer's the 90s, right?
No.
You can watch it on Pluto, or you can rent it. Oh, you can watch it on Amazon Prime.
Oh,
it's also on Tubi. It's on Sling, and you can rent it off Apple TV.
I'll watch it only if Ari watches it on Pluto.
What's that?
Well, there's commercials on Pluto, right?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
But he's got a bandage on it, and like I'm already, I was like, oh, he's gonna find the guy with the bandage is him, but who knows?
Oh, he's of course, right, the guy in the band. Yeah.
Oh, Des, 1 hour 32 minutes.
Oh, I'm in love.
Film boner.
Tube, Pluto, Plex. Is it on? You said it's on Prime?
That's what it says when I'm looking it up, but you know, these things change.
Yeah.
What is that?
Time Crimes.
App.
It's always on.
Oh, I don't want it to be always on.
So you gotta kill it.
You wanna show us what they want?
It's for Red. It's $3 on Prime.
Okay. Anyway, that seems significant, unless you guys want to bring some other things into it.
Let me look at the list
considered a Spanish science fiction thriller. Triangle, which also looked interesting, sounds like it's horror, so that's why I left that one out.
Horror.
And then there's Infinite Man, but I don't think we want to go to another loop.
We could do About Time.
That's another easy cheesy relationship two in a row, though. It'd be nice to space out something.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah, it calls Triangle a psychological horror film. The Jacket, the trailer of The Jacket looks like it can be pretty freaky. I always recommend that too, because that seems interesting.
What's the other?
Does it call it? So Jacket sounds like it says thriller sci-fi. It seems like it almost got like a Am I Going Crazy Butterfly Effect type vibe. But yeah, I think it sounds like Butterfly Effect meets like 12 Monkeys. He's like, wakes up in a straitjacket. He's trying to figure out stuff. No one believes him. He's got visions of things.
What's Millennial?
Millennial
or what's the Millennium, the one you
Millennium film. It's a film where a plane takes off with people and it's never found again, and then it appears like 20 years later or something, and the people are the same age when they left.
Oh, so like the TV show.
I think they were going to make a TV show based on it. After
they did. I've watched actually quite a bit of it.
Like the 4400, right? Hold up. I think it was something else.
It was in 1989. Two jetliners collide. And one person's investing in the accident, but something isn't adding up. From the strange comments on the flight recorder, what does it know is the time travelers have taken the ill-fated passengers to repopulate the... Oh, it's telling us something. They went to the future and they come back with Kris Kristofferson and Cheryl Ladd.
Yes.
It says, yeah, the marker of the tagline, the people aboard Flight 35 are about to land 1,000 years from where they plan to.
Ooh.
I saw it in the theater. I don't remember anything about it. I know there's like some trick what happened ending.
They go into the future?
Oh.
I think so. Yeah.
I like
they pop up again, but this you can't find it anywhere.
Millennium is not available. That one I'm gonna order that that disc right now.
Oh, can you?
I don't know. I'm gonna find out.
Oh yeah, maybe you can just order the disc and then that'll be a little watch together.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. And Des, that'll hit some early 80s vibe.
So I vote for Time Crimes.
I also vote for Time Crimes.
I also vote for Time Crimes.
All right.
Yay.
Yay. So next time on Time Pop, we are going to be watching Time Crimes. A man accidentally gets into a time machine and travels back in time nearly an hour. Finding himself will be the first of a series of disasters of unforeseeable consequences. It is rated R. Awesome. Boobs and swear words. 92 minutes. Released in 2007. You can rent it for $2.99 on Amazon Prime. And then I will get on Amazon and order a disc of Millennium.
Oh, wait. I think you can watch it in its entirety on YouTube.
Oh, nice.
Wait, no, it's the trailer.
Boo.
Sorry, it said Millennium Movie and it looked like it said 1:32. I thought it was an hour and 32, but it's 1:32. All right. Hey, Des, I have found on eBay, you can get a Millennium DVD pre-owned for $19.
Whoa!
Or you can get cheaper, but it says smoke-free home. Oh, here's another one, $13.50.
$39!
$13.50. See, because it's rare. $15.95, $13.50 is the best I've seen. $21, $10.20.
maybe we will have to YouTube it. I'll see if I can get lucky on eBay.
I don't think you can YouTube it.
Hello, everybody. And while you are waiting for the next installment of Time Pop, why don't you check out these other great shows that we have? You can find them all at whatsoundsawesome.com. That is whatsoundsawesome.com or wherever you find fine free podcasts. We have Truth Not Trends with Liam and Jesse, having 35 plus years of strength training experience. Their podcast is full of great practical advice from themselves and fine guests that come on. They have trainers that come on. They have doctors that come on. They got ninja warriors on there, and it's all done in a great conversational manner, so you can just join on in, enjoy a chat with them, and learn some health and fitness while you are at it. Thank the Light, everybody, is a podcast brought to you by me and Justin. We are talking about the Amazon Prime show The Wheel of Time, based on the Robert Jordan novels. There are 15 of these books, and they're done. This isn't a Game of Thrones situation where they're going to get three seasons in and then wonder, we don't know what the hell to do next. This is an amazing story that has been completed, and they are telling it in a new, awesome fashion on this great TV show. Justin has been a fan of the books forever. I just jumped on board with the show, and so together we make a great combination, whether you are a longtime fan or if you've just come on with the show like yours truly. There is a lot going on that show. Like I said, with 15 books, they got a lot they're trying to cram in. So listen to us along with watching the show. We'll be here to help you make sense of everything that's going on in that program from now until its conclusion and probably beyond that. We're here with you. That is Thank the Light. We also have the Be Brave podcast. Kara and Patty have amazing guests on that show. Amazing women come on the show and tell their story of how they have not only survived a difficult situation, but how they are thriving because of it. Listen to the Be Brave podcast if you want to harness some of that bravery for yourself and move into the future, ready to take on any obstacle that may attempt to get in your way. We also have All the Answers. Katie Rubin and Cassidy Brown come to you every Saturday with a great conversation about life, love, light, spirituality, comedy, farts. It's all there, folks. What else can I say about this show? But if you are a human being living on planet Earth, having a human experience, you should definitely check this out. It covers all the angles. They have all the answers. So once again, whatsoundsawesome.com. We have all the answers with Katie and Cassidy. Truth Not Trends with Liam and Jesse. Thank the Light with Desmond and Justin. The Be Brave podcast with Patty and Kara. And as always, Time Pop, Ari, Scott, and Desmond. And if you have a movie you want us to talk about on Time Pop, please email us at timepoppod@gmail.com. That is timepoppod@gmail.com. We'll see you next week for our discussion on time crimes.